Now entering Nerdist.com.
Chew It
with a guy named Kevin.
Chew It
and this other guy Steve.
Chew It
from the TV and the movies and now this podcast stream.
Chew It,
they're gonna get chewy.
Chew It,
they might even get me.
Chew It,
but they're gonna get funky on this podcast thing.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Heffernan. Welcome to another episode of Chewing It. On behalf of Steve, let me thanks for joining us. We were on the road recently and we brought the old podcast equipment with us and we decided to record a car cast. It's been a little while. And so we did another list of things we hate, which people seem to get a kick out of. So no shortage of those things. We had a great road trip and you get to come along on it. So before we get to it though, let's do a little business. We got shows coming up very soon. We'll be in Seattle next week. We'll be in Seattle, Washington, June 16th, 17th, and 18th. We'll be at Parlor Live, and tickets are available for that now. So come hang out with us in Seattle. The next weekend, we'll be in Brea, California, closer to home, out in the OC. We'll be at the Brea Improv on June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Then July 14th, we will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where we shot Beer Fest. Haven't been back since. We're going to go to the Santa Ana Star Casino. We'll be there for one night, just a Thursday night, July 14th, two shows at the Santa Ana Star Casino, just north of Albuquerque. Then later on this year, we got some big shows coming up. We'll be in my home state of Connecticut. We'll be at the Foxwoods Theater on September 9th, and we'll be at the Wilbur Theater on September 10th. So the 9th and the 10th, one night Foxwood Theater in Connecticut, one night Wilbur Theater in Boston. Those are the shows that are coming up. Seattle, Brea, Albuquerque, Foxwoods, and Boston. Go to heffernanlemmy.com, and all the links are there for the tickets. So heffernanlemmy.com. Get the tickets there. Okay, Amazon.com, our sponsor. If you are going to shop at Amazon, go to the Chewin' It website page, to the specific episode, and there will be a banner ad. It's an Amazon.com banner ad. Click through that banner ad. It'll take you to Amazon, and then you can just do your shopping, and some of the dough will get kicked back to the Chewin' It folks to keep the lights on. So Amazon.com, click through the banner ad and go shopping. You'll be helping out Chewin' It. All right, everybody. Let's get to the road trip. Always fun to do a road trip. Some beef jerky, some great sights, some good laughs. I think you're going to like it. All right, everybody. Enjoy the chew.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. What's happening there?
Oh, my God. I have so much in my mouth.
You do?
Yeah, I have so much in my mouth. I can't express how much stuff I got in my mouth.
Well, because it's fun because we're on the road.
We are on the road.
We're literally road tripping through the heartland of America right now.
Tell everybody where we are right now, Kev.
We left Kansas City. We did a show there last night. Had a great time, Liberty Hall. And we're driving down to Oklahoma to do a show at West Siloam Springs, the Cherokee Casino.
Yeah.
And we're literally driving through the flat heartland of America, south from Missouri, through Missouri, down to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're on the 49 South. And we just stopped off to have our first meal of the day. You know, it's almost 3 p.m., but we like to make headway on the road for these long road trips.
I think the highlight was, though, that there was a beef jerky store.
You know what? I tweeted about it.
That just had beef jerky.
I tweeted about it.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, it's called the Beef Jerky Outlet.
Right. And there's just tons of beef jerky. And there could have been a nicer woman there. She walked us around and helped us. We tasted a bunch of it.
Do you think they call her the jerk tender?
Maybe she's the jerk tender.
The beef tender?
Maybe the jerk whisperer.
Okay, well, she certainly was that. She certainly was that. You know, like, you know what I liked about her? I honestly think that, like, I thought she was a beautiful woman. I thought she was sexy. And I'm going to tell you why.
Because she sells beef jerky?
Well, I mean, it's you walked in, first of all, like, she was so nice, so
very
helpful.
Very nice, very nice.
And sassy, too. Like, she said, you know, you guys like spicy?
I don't know if you can handle it.
Yeah, I don't know. And you threw me, you know, you threw it over to me.
Because you're Hispanic.
It.
You're Hispanic.
Yeah. Right. And I said, yeah, I'll take it. And she said, I don't know. She said, you want to try the Reaper? I was like, okay.
The Reaper.
Here we go. The Reaper, huh? And I tried the Reaper. I'm still sweating from the Reaper.
Are you?
Like, I don't know if you can see, but, like, my sunglasses on the inside are fogging up from the amount of, like, sweat and heat coming out of my eyeballs.
Sure.
Wow. But it was delicious.
But what, I mean, when you're on the road, what better than a beef jerky outlet where you can get, I bought prime rib jerky.
Yeah.
Peppercorn jerky.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got those two. I also got the wild cherry.
You went more exotic.
Jerky.
Okay.
I got a.
You got a sweet too, right?
I got a honey barbecue jerky.
Oh, brother.
Wow. And then I got, I have a fifth jerky in there. I can't remember what it is.
I bet you do. How are you going to eat all that jerky, man?
Very quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Jerky. Anyway, oh, and then also we did it all. We stopped off at the one of my favorite things that exists in America, fast food wise, is the Kentucky Fried Chicken Taco Bell double store.
You're selling us out though. Like we should be stopping at some exotic or some local barbecue joint.
We did that yesterday. We were at.
But we're kind of not in a hurry, but we're kind of, you know.
Well,
we got to get down there.
Our options were actually limited.
Like, there's not much out here.
There's not much out here. We were looking for a Cracker Barrel. It turned out they were all behind us. We left them behind in Kansas. And
also an exotic local flavor.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel.
Hey, listen. That counts.
It does?
It does. It's you can only get that in like the Midwest.
That's not true. You can get it anywhere.
Okay. Well, we can't get it on this road trip anymore.
Not
it's all
anymore.
Behind us.
We could have detoured, but.
And then what was the other thing? We did have some local flavor yesterday. We went to the... First, we went to Winfield's Diner.
Winstead's, I think it's
Winstead's
called.
Diner. You're absolutely right. It's Winstead's Diner.
Yeah, that was delicious. We had breakfast there.
In Kansas City. And then last night for midnight snack, Reed Hotel room service. That
was
delivery.
The room service was your exotic...
hey, man, got some Kansas City
pulled pork
sandwich.
Though. Ooh. That's pretty good, man.
God damn, it was delicious.
That's pretty good.
And now
you're at a milkshake.
Got a chocolate milkshake.
That's good for you. I opted not to get a milkshake because I'm in training.
Because you're crazy.
Unlike you, I'm in training.
Well, I figured, you know, I exercised yesterday. I'll probably exercise today, so I'll get this milkshake in my body.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited to be on the road. I like driving on the road. It's always fun.
I'll tell you what, though. I had a problem with the hotel room we stayed in last night.
What? Are you starting already? You shouldn't start.
Oh, I was going to segue.
Oh, so you're starting now?
Yeah, I was segueing smoothly.
I see it. But we got to set up what our thing is first, right?
Oh, well, I figured we'd just segue without that and just talk about it organically.
No, you can't do that in America.
Okay.
We need headlines.
Let's do it your way.
We need headlines.
Let's do it your way. Just go.
Well, no, we've accumulated more lists of those things that annoy us, those things that we hate.
You know what bothers me, Kev?
What?
Keep going.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
So those things that we hate, and this is our third. I think this is the third time we've done it
because we got a lot of hate in us. Guys.
The third list. It's not hate though. It's more annoyance. You know.
I hate these things.
Oh, you do?
Some of them.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Oh, you want me to jump in? Okay.
That's what you're doing. You're making your segue, and I interrupt you. And that's something that you hate.
That's the first thing on my list, and I didn't even have it down here. How crazy!
Boom.
It bothers me. Like we got in the hotel.
Yeah.
And it really bothered me that there's no electrical outlet near the bed.
Oh, man.
You know, and there's a couple of lamps, like, plugged in, but what they did is they have it that the outlet is directly behind the bed.
God, I hate that.
And so all the wires are going to, like, an outlet behind the bed.
Yeah. You can't get to it.
Yeah, there's, like, a lamp, you know.
At least have the lamp with the outlet in it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Just give me something, like.
That's the thing, though. It was odd to me, that hotel, because we don't have to throw the hotel under the bus or anything. But it was a modern hotel. It was in downtown Kansas City. You would think that they would have the proper electrical stuff for their clientele. And there were not any plugs anywhere.
No. In fact, the plug, there was one.
How do we
plug.
Charge our shit?
How do we? This is the age of electronica. We need to charge our shit. These are the things I needed to charge.
Yeah.
I need to charge my computer.
Yes.
I needed to charge my phone.
Right.
I needed to charge my Mophie, which I use to charge my phone on the road.
When you can't charge, you use that to charge.
Exactly. I needed to charge.
But I think it's also more like in today's day, this is what you do. You plug your phone in overnight while you're sleeping, yet you use that phone as your alarm clock. And if it's not next to the bed. It's beat.
Exactly. It's beat. So case in point, today I was late waking up for our road trip from Kansas to Oklahoma because my phone ran out of battery in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Now that's my bad for not doing it, but yesterday I had to use my phone as the alarm clock across the room.
Okay.
And it was fine. It worked.
Yeah, because you can get your ass out of bed.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Come on. You should have a plug next to the bed so that you can plug your shit in.
Give me some outlets.
Right. I'm lying in my bed. I'm surfing the interwebs. I got to plug my computer in.
I want some electricity. You've got it. You've got it right behind the
I get it on a small roadside motel. You might not find that. But in a major hotel in a downtown, you know, area, you should have plugs where you need them. That's like when you're designing your hotel room, that's something you should have right at the top of the list.
It's a fundamental design flaw.
Fundamental.
And you know what? I'm going to tease my next thing I hate. It's another hotel fundamental.
Okay.
But all right. Go. What do you got?
Okay. Here's something that I hate, and it happened to me the other day. It's when you're on the airplane, right?
Okay.
And you're getting the airplane has landed, and you're getting up to get off the airplane.
Yeah.
But you've forgotten to unbutton your seatbelt. Unbuckle your seatbelt, right?
I hate that.
And so you're about to get out, and you're all excited to bound out of your airplane seat because you've finally been freed from your airplane prison.
Mm.
And you make your move, and you get yanked back into your seat. And you're like, fuck, I forgot to undo my fucking seatbelt.
Yeah, you don't realize how much force you use when you get up, you know.
Especially when you're tucked back in that window seat, you know what I mean? And you got to push yourself out into the aisle.
Get the fuck out of there.
And then you make your push, but your seatbelt's still on, and you get yanked back.
Well, it's a double fuck, because first of all, you have the discomfort of slamming into a wall around your midsection.
Right.
And then also the frustration of, like, the forgetfulness. Like, there's a lot of emotion that comes.
Sure.
Like, there's a humiliation and embarrassment.
There's an embarrassment, because I'll tell you this. When I see other people do it, I laugh.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When it happens to other people, it's funny.
You're stupid.
When it happens to me, it's not funny.
They're stupid.
Right. And I know someone's laughing at me.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that guy. He forgot to undo his fucking seatbelt. He's been sitting here for 20 minutes waiting for the plane to unload.
What a moron.
What an idiot.
What a moron. I hate that, too. That's, you know, it's sort of like got a lot of rope.
There's a lot of dead armadillos around here. Yeah. Whenever I see it, I think about Dukes of Hazzard.
Sheev, yeah.
Yeah, the armadillo helmet. Because yeah. I could have had 20 helmets on the way down to Oklahoma here.
I will say this. The armadillo we just saw was my favorite of all the dead armadillos.
Because it was like rigor mortis dead on his back.
4 feet sticking up
like
in the air.
Standing up into the air.
Yeah. It was like not even a real armadillo.
Sure.
That was my favorite one. You know, the thing you're talking about is also, it doesn't make me mad, but I kind of enjoy it when, like, you go to, yeah, try to stay on the road, Kev, okay?
Just check it.
When you go to, like, lift up the milk carton in the fridge,
yeah,
or the OJ, and there's nothing in it, and you
right.
fucking slam it on the top of the fridge. I like that.
Oh, you like it. Well, that's like not one of your hates.
It's not a hate. It's okay.
You're saying it's a similar thing to when Kevin gets out of his seat and his seatbelt's still tied in.
It's just
in.
When you're using a lot of force for something and, you know,
right.
your dignity gets hijacked.
Okay.
In a way. Okay, here's is it my turn?
Yes, go.
Another one of my issues. I hate this one, too. It amuses me a little bit just because I'm like, it's so stupid.
Right.
In the hotel.
Okay.
In the bathroom, when there's a door with a mirror on it.
Okay.
Opposite the toilet.
Okay, so you're dumping and you're looking at yourself.
You dump and look at yourself, and it's like, the option is to leave the door open, but like if you're with a girlfriend or
sure.
a wife or something like that, like you
sure.
have to close the door.
Right.
And so then I'm always like looking at myself.
Because that's your least attractive moment, right?
Yeah.
While you're shitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, let's be honest. Sometimes you can see yourself growing a tail in there, you know? And it's like,
oh,
but it's also like there, you're on the can. That's a private.
You just woke up.
You know, or yeah.
You look like shit.
I mean, you look like shit,
right.
literally.
And there's shit coming out.
But I don't understand that. It's a fundamental design flaw of the hotel because somebody who put that mirror there.
You're right.
And is it like, like, is it a European person who doesn't understand the bounds, the rules of?
Okay.
Like,
or is it like a shit fetish person?
Sure. I mean,
who likes to look at them shit?
That's my feeling. It's like somebody's doing it intentionally. It's like a prank,
right?
That they're playing. But like,
right.
They probably hired somebody out of like you know the Schwang Tech architectural program,
right?
And they're like, this guy's totally swanky, you know?
Yeah.
And then you that person puts a mirror on the door, and is it like they've never taken a shit in their life?
Right.
They've never been in a hotel with a mirror on the door?
Yeah, that's a mistake. Look at that.
Holy shit. You know what? I got to take a picture
Hold
of that.
Hold on. There's a license plate we're passing with a Virginia car, and the license plate says Lemming, Lemming.
Yeah. And you know, that was...
That's almost your last name.
It is almost my last name. A Lemming... was a version of my pledge name.
Oh, it was?
His brother Splat. And the lemmings jump off the cliffs.
That's
all
true. They
next
do.
To each other and they
do.
Jump off the cliffs. Anyway.
That's weird.
I hate the mirror.
Okay. Mirror on
the
toilet.
In the hotel.
Okay. All right.
You're up.
All right. I'll do my next one. You know, as we're driving here on the highway, this is a driving on the highway one, but it's more like... In L.A., right, we're out here, we're out in the wide open, wonderful flat roads of Missouri right now, southern Missouri.
Yeah.
What I hate is when you're on the highway, and it's often in L.A., you're in traffic, or you're, you know, in three-lane traffic. I hate the motorcycles that come between the lanes.
Okay.
You know, because I think, like, you're driving and you're going slow, and the motorcycles can zip past through the traffic, and they go up the, up between the lanes.
Yeah.
And then they get fucking pissed off at you if you're like blocking their illegal way to get through.
Yeah.
Like you'll be like a little bit over in a lane and the guy will have to like scoot to the side to get around you and then give you the finger. And you're like, "Fuck you, asshole. You're not even supposed to be there."
Yeah.
They think that that's their lane or to be able to ride in.
Or they literally tap your car. Like they'll smack your car with their hand.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll tap the car and then you're the asshole for the guy who's driving illegally. Or it's also like you're just driving along, you make a lane change, and they're all of a sudden they're fucking there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're between the lanes.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's the allure of riding a motorcycle. You don't have to wait in traffic.
Sure.
But don't get fucking pissed off at me because you're making an illegal move.
Sure.
Up the thing.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have as much of a problem with that. In fact, I tend to scoot over and give them a little extra space. In which case, they
you shouldn't.
They do the opposite. They reward you with like a thumbs up or something.
They do not. They're such a, like. There's, I'd say, 8 out of 10 of them, no matter what, give you a fucking look when they drive by. Like you're fucking them over somehow.
Well, you know what it is. I mean, it's such. It's like the you know, the bicyclists who also have attitude.
Yeah.
You know, who block the entire highway with their group or everything. They're one is like they're the tougher version of that.
the motorcycle guy's the tougher
they're
version.
They're the
of
tougher
that.
Version of the cyclist.
Right. I think so. Even more, but the motorcycle. I don't know. There's even more an entitlement. Like, hey, the dotted line, that is my lane.
Yeah.
So stay off my fucking lane. So it's those guys making those the illegal lane move. I get it. I'd do the same thing. But like, who treat me like I'm an asshole because they don't have enough space to get up their legal fucking alley.
You know what? And I'll say this too, Kev.
Yeah.
If they treat you like an asshole, they don't know you. Because you're a really sweet person.
Thanks, man.
You have a good heart.
Thank you.
And you're generous, and you're a good father, and you're a good loving husband.
Thanks.
To your
but
wife.
I do give them
that.
The finger back, though. If they give me the finger, I give them the finger.
You should.
Yeah.
Anybody who gives you the finger gets the finger
back.
Yeah,
fuck you.
You want to get, hey, you want to see somebody give you the finger? Give me the finger. 100% of the time, you're going to get it right back. Fuck me. Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Sometimes if somebody gives me the finger, I'll just wave, though. Hey, what's up? That makes them more mad, you know, because it looks like I'm not mad.
Like the third and fourth roadkill.
Oh, Jesus.
Since
look at
we
that.
Saw the
bloody
rigor motorcycle.
All right, ability. Motorcycles that go between the cars. Boom. That's
okay.
That's mine.
Going back to what we were just talking about, our lunch, you know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate how awesome Taco Bell is. I hate how awesome.
You can't say that.
No, I can because...
You hate how good it is?
I do because what happens is it happened to me just now when we walked into the Taco Bell.
Okay.
I get frustrated.
By not
by
being able to order
choices.
Everything on the
by
menu?
By all the choices.
Just order one of everything.
No, but that's impossible. I couldn't because it's like you got the chalupa, which is delicious.
Right.
Okay? You've got the volcano burrito, which is delicious.
Okay.
You've got the Dorito taco, which is goddamn delicious.
Okay. You know why it's so good? Because it's not good for you. That's why.
I don't care. That's not what we're here to talk about.
You said you're in training.
The quesalupa. Oh my god! I tried
what,
that for the first time.
This is the thing you tried. Tell me what the quesalupa is.
There's your exit, by the way.
It's a combo of quesadilla and chalupa. Is that what it is?
Yeah, what it is. It's a chalupa with a quesadilla wrapped around it.
Okay.
And so the way it's designed. See, you know what? The hotels could take a lesson from the Taco Bell.
Before, okay.
Because you taste the chalupa first.
Okay.
Okay, and you're like, delicious chalupa.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, a quesadilla flavor comes in with the cheese and everything.
Okay.
And you're like, oh my God, I've got a chalupa and a quesadilla in my mouth. And then all of a sudden, the chalupa dissolves and you're left just eating quesadilla cheese. And you're like, holy shit, how did they do that?
Okay.
It must have been a fluke. I'm going to take another bite. And you do it, the same thing happens. You're like, this is by design.
And they wrap it around your mouth.
This is by design.
This sounds like a love to me, Lemmy.
Well, you know I love Taco Bell. I'm just saying, what I'm frustrated. Oh, no, I love the individual
sure,
item there.
Sure, you wish you didn't love it as much as you do.
Well, no, the problem is that it's like I walked
that's the
around,
hate part
I got
of it.
Frustrated. I was angst-ridden. I couldn't choose.
I see.
There's Nachos Bel Grande. There's the Crunchwrap Supreme. Don't forget about that Crunchwrap Supreme.
Why are you doing an ad for Taco Bell? What's your thing?
You know why? Because I'm an advocate for Taco Bell. I love the Chihuahua. But you know what, though? If the food wasn't good, the Chihuahua, I'd give him the finger. You
okay.
Know? I'd get him with his feet and his paws up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the side of the
he
road.
Would be your armadillo?
Yeah, but it's so good. It delivers. They've got the dog. Anyway, I'm angry. I hate Taco Bell for being so good and for giving me too many choices.
Stop fucking me over, Taco Bell.
Yeah, you're jerks.
All right, here's another thing I hate. I hate when, like, you're buying something online, okay?
Okay.
You're buying something online. And you fill out the whole credit card, you know, the credit card grid.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you fill out the credit card grid, and you hit, you know, send or confirm, whatever it is, buy.
Yeah.
And then they give you that signal that you missed something.
Okay.
Right? You missed a box.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Right? So, okay. So you're annoyed. You go back and you fill in the box. But in that signal, they've already erased a few other boxes. So then you hit your box that you filled in, and they come back and they say, oh, you missed a few more boxes. But you already filled those boxes in.
Yeah.
But they knocked them out when they knocked your thing out.
Oh, my God. You're ranting. You're angry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, because a lot of the times, the thing that gets erased is the credit card info you just put in.
Right.
And that's the hardest, most annoying part of all.
So you're filling out that grid like five times because they keep knocking shit out that you've already filled in.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they just do it where if you did miss a box, it's just that box?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making you fill it out the grid five times.
Yeah.
And that annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, and some, you know what I hate when it's like, it's more of like a little speed bump, is when you didn't check the I agree box.
Right.
It's like, you know what? I agree, assholes. That's why I'm here.
But that's the thing. Like, sometimes they'll say, oh, you didn't check the I agree box. I say, oh, okay. And then I agree. And then you check it. And then you send it back, and then they knock out your credit card information.
Yeah.
It almost makes you not want to buy something on the internet sometimes.
Well, sometimes I punch them. I'm like, you know what? I'll do it later. I'll do it later.
And then the price goes up.
You know what?
Buying a plane ticket, and then, price goes up.
Then I don't buy it at all.
Okay.
I'm like, oh.
Fuck it. I'm not going to go to Kansas City and do a comedy show now.
Forget it.
Fuck it.
Forget it.
Because of that airline ticket
Get our grid on the phone.
Credit card
Get the
situation.
On the phone. I'm not going.
I'm not going.
Okay. You know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate guys who are good swing dancers. I really fucking hate it because I can't swing dance, okay?
But what are you saying? There's something about their personality? If a guy is a good swing dancer, he's X kind of a guy. Like millennial? Like what is he?
No. Okay. You know what it is? He's the guy that's going to get all the girls.
Oh, so it's a jealousy thing?
Yeah, it's jealous. Like, don't you like... Because that guy's going to dance with every girl in the place, including your wife, and he'll lead, and he'll just swing her ass all over the place.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, I get what you're saying, but, like, to hate them for me, I would have to be envious of them, and I don't have any desire to be a swing dancer.
Oh, I do.
I guess you do.
Oh,
okay.
I do.
I guess that's where it comes from.
I want to be the one out there twirling the broads on the dance floor.
Okay.
Now, to that, some people would say, well, then get off your ass and go learn.
That's true. Go take a lesson.
And I should. And that's what
and
I hate.
Why
too.
Don't you?
But you know what it is? Because I'm looking at those guys swing dancing, and I hate them because I hate myself for not knowing how
I don't think that you would be a good swing dancer. No offense.
Okay, now you're treading on the fucking...
I mean...
All right, go.
I mean, you don't strike me as a dancer anyway. I mean, for that matter.
Dancer.
I know. But, like, a swing dancer, I don't know. You have to wear a certain kind of clothes. You have to wear, like, a zoot suit. No, you wear a zoot suit?
I'm not talking about a professional swing dancer. I'm talking about just, like...
Do you have a zoot suit?
Yeah, you know I do, Kev. I'm talking about... All right, we're on this road for 29 miles. I'm talking about a swing dancer, like, in a bar or a club or something, or, you know, a party. All of a sudden, this music comes on, and you're like, hey, I'm a swing dance.
Okay.
And you start twirling the girl around, and, like, the girls who are getting swung around the place always have the biggest smiles
sure.
on their face. Just getting chucked around the dance floor.
Well, I'm feeling, though, that you don't have to be, like, a super professional. You need, like... I think you need, like, three moves.
Okay, I don't have one.
Okay, well, all you need is, like, three moves, and then you just keep doing those three moves over and over
Well,
again.
The first move you need to learn is the twirl, right? You need to learn how to twirl them and twirl them
back. Sounds like somebody already knows his swing dance.
Okay, and then you have to do that stupid-ass move where your hands are, like, you know, behind your head, and you're like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You're moving as, like, one of those S chairs, you know, those S couches.
Sure, okay.
Like you, and then, you know.
Big smile on your face.
Huge smile on your face. biggest smile ever. Biggest smile ever.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Honestly, it might be the smile that gets me, Kev.
Really?
It might be the happiness.
Wait, what if you had a swing dancer with a scowl, though? Would it not be as good?
The angry swing dancer?
Yeah, the angry swing dancer.
You know what, Kev? I smell a viral video right here. You
the
and
angry
I should,
swing dancer.
The angry swing dancers.
Then you'd have to learn how to be a swing dancer. What you should do is you write a script. You should write a script about a swing dancer, and then you could learn
they already
the
did
swing
that.
Dancing.
It's called Swingers.
But that's not about a swing dancer.
Yeah, but there's the scene where they all swing dance, and you know...
There is, but that's, you know...
You know they were having such a good time that day.
I know, but I bet none of them were necessarily big swing dancers before that happened. They had... Someone came on and said, here's the
I bet
three moves.
I bet they were.
Go.
I bet they were. They knew that world very well. They're like, we're going over to Brown Derby to go swing dancing.
Okay.
Like, okay. You swing dancers got together. Like, we should make a movie about this place.
Okay.
About our lives as swing dancers. The movie's called Swingers.
But the movie would be more about the people who work at that club... And then it would be like a Dirty Dancing.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
You know what I mean?
Johnny Castle going?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm too old to play Johnny Castle?
I don't. And, like, I think it would be kind of cool to do, like, a Johnny Castle, Where Is He Now? And that would be you. And you become a swing dancer because you change with the times. And that's the hot new dance.
Should we do a swing dance movie, Kev? Or should we? How about we do a swing dance TV show? where we play two guys who own a swing dance club.
Okay, and like...
And we're the best swing dancers.
But the problem is that, like, I'm the fatter guy, and no one can swing me.
Yeah, but that's you know what I mean? You lead. You lead.
But no, like, I don't want to lead. I want someone to swing me. That's my dream.
Oh, so that's
But I'm
your,
so heavy that I can't do it.
You know what? That's your...
And then I meet someone who can swing me, like a NFL football player.
Well, I mean, it'd have to be like... It's like...
A girl that can pick me
like
up.
Like Nick Mangold's sister.
Right.
You know, who's
right.
like... She's a, you know, a female bodybuilder.
Okay.
An Olympian, I think.
Okay. Somebody who can pick me up and throw me around. Ronda Rousey, maybe? Maybe Ronda Rousey can throw
oh
me around.
Oh, my God. Ronda Rousey. Or like...
I've got it. That's the movie. The swinging movie with Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Fuck. She teaches me to fight, and I teach her how to swing dance.
But I thought she was going to... But that, and then she... You teach her so that she can swing you?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So you craft the perfect part. And she...
I've always wanted to be swung by someone.
And she teaches you how to fight, because she's always wanted a man who can fight side by side with her.
Oh, I love it. Swing fight.
Yeah, and the tagline...
Swing being, fight.
Yeah, they fight to dance, they dance to fight.
Oh, shit. Okay, boom.
Dude, we're on to
Sell
something.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Cha-ching.
All right, wait. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Something that I hate. You know what I hate? Leg cramps.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking hate leg cramps.
Very relatable, Kev.
But like, especially like when you're in bed and you like stretch or whatever and all of a sudden you start to cramp and then you got to jump out of the bed.
I feel like that's the only place I've ever gotten leg cramps.
No, I think it is too. I mean, well, I've got them like sitting a certain way. Like if you have your legs curled up in a certain way.
Or you're like crisscross applesauce.
Yeah. And then also like cramp, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you fucking jump up.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that. You know, and do you count the toe cramp or the Achilles?
No, just the calf.
Your foot cramp?
It's the calf cramp. It's like you're lying in bed and you stretch your legs, and then all of a sudden you got to jump out of the bed and put pressure. I mean, I've heard different things, though. Like, is it a dehydration thing? Do you know what causes those cramps?
I've heard that. It's like a lack of lactic acid or something like that,
yeah.
Or whatever it is. I don't buy that thing. I think he just got caught in a bad position.
I don't think so, because I feel like they happen more often at certain times than others for some reason. Like, I haven't had one in a long time, mm-hmm. but it's coming. It's like an earthquake.
Oh, you think it's coming?
The big one's coming. It's like a shocking, like it overwhelms, like you have to deal with it. You know what I mean? Like you jump out of bed, like, ah, 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 ow!
Yeah.
I mean, you might not know because you only have one calf muscle, right?
Oh, I see. You're going to turn this into a tack.
No, I'm just saying if you know, you probably experience it half as much as I do.
Actually, Kev, I have a lot of hydration in my body and a lot of lactic acid.
You do?
Really get them that much.
You think it's a lactic acid thing, though?
I think it's probably a slow-moving person kind of thing. What do you think about that?
It might be.
What do you think?
I think
that?
It's a fat thing.
Yeah. I think the more fat you have in your body, the more cramps you get.
All right. Sometimes I think it's just sitting in certain ways, though, too. Sometimes you get them when you're sitting somewhere, and you got to jump up, put pressure on it.
You're talking about your little, you know, like you're sitting with your legs curled under you. How often do you sit like that, Kev? Are you always sitting with your legs curled under you?
No, very rarely, but like sometimes if I'm sitting like on a bar stool, which is often.
Okay, all the time.
Like you'll have your leg curled around the bar stool, and then all of a sudden you'll move, and then you're like, whoa, crap, 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 crap. You know, and you got to jump up.
I get... More like toe and arch of my foot.
Okay.
I've had, you know...
Like ab cramps, I'll get the... Like if I somebody makes me do sit-ups, sometimes you'll get those ab cramps.
Okay.
Like, fuck, cramp, fuck, cramp, fuck, cramp.
Yeah.
But the leg ones are the more annoying ones to me.
Yeah, I've mostly only... I've had feet area cramps, and then I've had the occasional left calf cramp. You asshole. Thanks for bringing
You've
that
You've never
up.
Had a right calf cramp?
I never have.
Calf cramp?
Don't have a calf.
Because I don't have a right
Don't have a calf. Don't have it. You know what I realized? That in my... I think in the original list of hates, I talked about smart type, how much I hate smart
yeah,
type.
Yeah, exactly.
And I have a note here. I have another one. Just... Because, you know, now smart type has crept into everything. It's on, like, your...
Sure.
In your email
It's in your email.
Header.
It's in your text.
And it drives me crazy.
Right.
It's like, just, you know what? Fuck you. Let me be the asshole who misspelled something.
Right.
But stop turning my shit into something completely stupid. Like, the other day, I tried to write congrats, and it turned into coming rats.
coming rats?
And I was like, I don't understand why you would change it.
C-U-M or C-O-M?
C-O-M-E.
Okay.
I mean, so C-O-M-I-N-G.
Okay.
I didn't understand... Why on earth they would change congrats to coming rats?
But now, doesn't smart text like also base it on your personal usage so that maybe there's some sort of a rat coming thing that you have been writing about recently and then they're like, coming, oh, that must be what he's talking about.
If that was the case, then I would expect it to be C-U-M-M-I-N-G because that
okay.
you know, because that's a word that appears a lot in my messaging.
Sure.
You know,
sure. Every message has that word in it for you.
Well, because it's like I substitute, as we all do, I think. Or, you know, I know Shander Segar does it a lot.
Right.
Like, we substitute the word come with come.
Okay.
As a joke for our friends.
Sure.
You know,
okay.
We're just letting, hey, listen, True
Coming
Crew.
Over now.
Yeah, True Crew. We're being honest. We're being honest right now, okay? Don't crucify me for being honest. But that's, you know, amongst friends, you make those little jokes. That's something we do. Anyway, coming rants, why would you... But this doesn't count as my hate. This is just...
Yeah, I mean, this is... We're still in the... because you're just adding on to your smart type hate of earlier.
I remembered this earlier.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
But you have one, though.
I'm going to piggyback on my swing dancing guys thing. I hate when dudes are good at karaoke.
Okay. I thought you were good at karaoke, though.
No, I'm not good at it.
Okay.
And I don't mind guys who, like, give good performances, you know, like funny performances. Like a Nat Faxon or Will Forte, you're like excited to see what they're going to do with their karaoke.
Right.
Because it's going to be funny.
Okay. Right.
The show.
Sure.
But I hate the dudes who are like, you know, they own the karaoke joint. Like, they're there every Tuesday night for the open.
But aren't those guys a little bit of a joke, though?
They are.
I mean, people make fun of those guys?
I don't hate them the way I hate swing guys with jealousy in my eyes. I hate them like, sit down, asshole.
Right.
You're not going to get a recording contract tonight.
Right.
But you know that every karaoke joint has, like, the mayor of the karaoke
joint?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, the guy who runs the show.
Yeah, they know the
And he'll do, like, 3-4 songs. Like, yeah. Every 20 minutes he'll hop up there.
Yeah.
I'm up.
Yeah.
It's Eddie's up. Eddie's up.
Oh, here comes Eddie.
He's the best.
Here he goes again.
Well, I wonder what he's going to pick this time.
Okay.
Oh, great choice. Great choice.
Here we go. Unchained Melody. Nobody can sing Unchained Melody the way Eddie
He
can.
Did it. He did it.
You know, he'll do things like the Star Spangled Banner that hits, like, 12 different octaves, ranges,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
They're like, no human can sing this song. It's a...
But why doesn't Eddie go out and be a real singer, then?
You know why? Because he's a dork. That's why. He's a fucking dork.
Now, what if there's a True Crew member out there who is the mayor of his local karaoke?
Well,
and
listen.
His or her local karaoke.
Listen. And then... True Crew overrides everything.
Okay. So if they're True Crew, they're definitely not dorks.
Exactly.
And they might be running their karaoke, but they're not the guy that
you're
talking
about. I'll tell you what. If I walk into a karaoke joint and Eddie... And I'm like, you know, look at this tool. And he's like, love the Chew. I'm a Chew crew. I'll be like, Eddie, fucking, here, yeah. Go Unchained Melody.
Change my mind. Change my
and
mind.
And sing, you know, sing Once Bitten, Twice Shy for me in my stead.
Okay.
That's what I was going to sing. I was going to do Once Bitten, Twice Shy. You sing.
Hey,
I was going to do, you know, Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi, but you sing it for me.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay. Okay, I hate, like, when you have a good shirt that you like and you wear a lot.
Yeah.
And over time it gets ruined by deodorant.
Okay.
Like, you know how you get sometimes like the deodorant thing and it's like it's crusty in the armpit?
I do.
And the thing is, though, like deodorant is supposed to be a good thing. Like, you're putting deodorant on so that you smell good and don't offend other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking up your shirt. So where's the trade-off on that? It's fucking your favorite shirt up. I just threw out like 3 shirts that I really like because they've got big fucking crusty deodorant things on there.
Okay, maybe you shouldn't sweat so much.
It's not the sweat. That's my point.
It's the deodorant.
It's the deodorant.
I see.
Do you have that?
I just, you know, the armpit area just gets fucked up in all my shirts. You know,
you
I
like
just
stain wise or deodorant wise.
I didn't really know that there was a. I wasn't discerning. You know.
Like, well, but you know, sometimes like people get those like yellow stains in there.
I got those.
In those things, and then sometimes people have like just deodorant. Build up in the armpit of the shirt.
I wash the shirts.
It doesn't matter. That's the point.
Build up.
That doesn't matter. You wash your shirt every time. It doesn't matter. The stuff gets stuck in there.
Okay. And what kind of deodorant are you using? Like the cakey, the stick?
Whatever. I mix it up, man. Sometimes there's a gel. Sometimes there's a cake. Sometimes there's a, you know, whatever.
A spray? You ever use a spray?
There was a time in my life when I used a spray, but I don't use it anymore because I think it's bad for the environment.
It is. It is.
So I stopped using it.
The ozone.
But I don't like my prize shirts because I like to wear my shirts into the ground. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I like to go 10 years before I buy a new shirt. You know what I mean?
Me too.
And that's the thing that deteriorates my shirts the most.
No, look.
10 years of deodorant.
To me, you know, some people get upset about, you know, their pets when their pets pass away. To me, it's like retiring a good shirt.
Yeah.
A good t-shirt with like holes in it and shit.
Yeah.
And it's sad. You know, it's kind of like watching a pet or family member start to slow down a bit when that first hole appears. You're like,
sure.
Oh boy, it's happening now.
Retired one of my favorite Beer Fest t-shirts.
Oh boy.
Gone. Done.
A workout shirt?
No, it wasn't a workout shirt. It was just a regular Beer Fest shirt that I would wear around a lot because I really liked it.
Yeah.
And then it got destroyed by deodorant.
Destroyed by deodorant, the Kevin Heffernan story.
It's the irony of deodorant. It's supposed to be a good thing, but it turns out to be a bad thing.
Well, you know, I think that's a stretch. I mean,
but we all should wear deodorant.
We should. That's you know, in this case, I'm going to side with the deodorant. Okay, because like I'd prefer you to wear the deodorant and lose a shirt.
Okay.
How many years do you think it takes for the deodorant to kill your shirt, Kev?
Yeah, I guess it depends how much deodorant it gets on.
How many years?
Oh, I would say 6 or 7 years, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to say that.
Okay.
Of regular wearing.
And do you throw out your shirt, or do you put it away in like a stack of those? The good shirts who deserved.
I will throw it away, or like sometimes we'll do what we used to do in my household when we were kids. You know, like it goes into the rag bin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it becomes a rag for various cleaning purposes.
I don't do that. That to me sometimes. Is disrespectful of the memory of.
But no, it's like when you kill an animal and you use every piece. You know, every piece of the animal.
I wouldn't do that. Bury my pet. I wouldn't eat my pet. I'd bury the pet.
I'm not talking about pets. I'm talking about like when you go out, you kill a turkey in your backyard.
Oh, that's different.
And then you eat the turkey, and then you use everything you can from that turkey.
No, you make like a feather headband from the feathers
of the turkey.
That's not an accurate metaphor. This is not an accurate metaphor because that's not an animal that you had in your house for 13 years.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
No sentimental.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about more of like utilitarian using everything that you can.
I get that. And that's certainly noble.
Sure.
But, you know, sometimes to me, there's certain things that are untouchable.
Right.
You know, it's like. Your shirt had dignity. It suffered through a shitload of your breakfast spills, Kevin.
Sure. Sure. There's shit all over that shirt.
It had all your goddamn armpit sweat, all the stuff you put it through. And then
true.
To be torn apart and turned into rags is disrespectful.
The more kind of nostalgic ones, I will occasionally keep a t-shirt. If it's like a t-shirt from one of our movies or like something like that, I'll throw it into that stack. Yeah,
I have a stack of shirts that are unwearable, but aren't going anywhere.
But you're never going to forget them.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right there. That's the Hall of Fame is what that is.
It is really is the yellow pit stained Hall of Fame.
It's the shelf of fame right there. You're in the stack of fame t-shirt.
Yep.
Do you know what I hate?
Yes, go.
Like more than anything?
What?
I hate when I craft a really nice email that starts with like, attached you will find.
Yeah.
Or like, here's the email, and then like, I've attached the file.
Right.
And then I send the email without attaching the file.
Oh, fuck. I get that.
I hate that shit.
I hate it, especially when you do it professionally, and then you have to send a follow-up one, you know?
Yeah.
What a dork. I forgot the...
Yeah.
You always make a joke at your expense?
Well, because it's going to happen one way or the other. Somebody's going to write, like, now how about attaching the file, dickhead?
Yeah. You know, that's even worse.
That's the worst one.
When you realize... You don't even realize it yourself. Someone else points it out. I'm not getting a file attached. Am I missing something?
Yeah, well, that's the respectful version. That's the respectful version. If it's one of us, if it's somebody you know, a friend... They're like, hey, asshole, how about you actually attach the file this time?
Right.
And you're like, oh. And then, like, when you realize you send it, you're like, oh, I forgot to send the goddamn thing. Lately, I've actually sent back the next email right after that. I'm like, I fucking hate when I do that. Here it is. Here's your goddamn file. I got mad at that person for having received a file-less, attachment-less email from me. I hate that, Kev. I really hate that.
Here's a similar one for me that I hate, which, you know, maybe it just goes to getting old, you know? Like it's when you walk into a room to get something, and then you walk into the room and you forget what you walked into the room to get.
That happens all the time.
That happens all the time, right? Like
all the time.
You're like walking in the room, like why the fuck did I walk in this room? I was going to get something. What the fuck was I going to get?
And you can't remember for the life of you. All the time.
Well, do you think that happens more frequently because you're older, or do you think it's just the way the brain works?
You know, Kev, I honestly don't know. I feel like that happens to me more than anybody. And then like I read these things like. Like Jim McMahon will be talking about, like, I couldn't remember where I put my car keys. You know, these guys, the concussion guys.
Sure,
I can't remember what I was doing. I'm like, that happens to me all the time.
He's got brain trauma, unlike you.
Yeah, I think you just smoked a lot of pot.
It might be weed trauma you have in your head.
I think you remember Broken Lizard. That's what I think.
But I don't know. I think it happens to everyone. And I can't tell if it happens to me more now, but I don't think so, but maybe it is. I don't know.
I've become accustomed to standing in a room with a blank expression on
right,
my face.
Me too.
Wondering what I'm doing there.
Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. I walked in here for something. What the hell was I going to get when I walked in here?
And by the way, we're in like dead armadillo alley
right
now.
There's like 50 dead armadillos.
Like we just went through a whole, I think an army of armadillos came through here and got wiped out.
Unbelievable. Like, I walked in here to get a dead armadillo and I totally forgot that I was going to get a dead armadillo. Okay, so do we have anything else to say about that? The walking into a room and forgetting it?
No. I think we're done with that one.
Okay.
This next one also kind of falls into the same category as the attachments thing I was just bitching about. It's in the bonehead moves department. And we experienced it. This was at the airport. We experienced it at the airport in LAX when you and I arrived there, and we thought we didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
We had about 30 minutes before boarding, and so, like, in our minds, we were rushing because we had just gotten to the airport, and we both needed food. We were both starving, and we went, and I bought a sandwich.
Yeah.
It was, an Italian sandwich wrap. And after purchasing it, I was walking back through the airport towards the gate and noticed that Rock and Roll Cafe, which we usually eat at,
yeah.
which was jam-packed,
yeah.
had a little outdoor kiosk where they were selling hot sandwiches, like burgers and things like that.
Right.
And I saw that thing, and I was like, God damn it.
I played it wrong.
It was a bonehead move. I rushed myself into making a bad decision. 100 times out of 100, I would have come right back here and eaten that thing.
Sure.
And you had a separate portion of that, which is that... There's a whole early section of restaurants
right.
that you didn't even consider as you made your rash sandwich choice.
Right. Like, I was like, we had gotten farther enough along in the terminal that it was like, oh, I'm just going to get what there is here without thinking there were better stuff elsewhere. And then you're eating and you're like, I could be eating a better thing right now.
That's right.
Than I'm eating right here.
That's right. And you know what I say to that, Kev? I hate that.
I hate that shit.
I hate that.
I hate that shit.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
All right. I hate when I walk into like a dark room.
Yeah.
Okay, it's dark in the room, and there's a lamp, right? Mm. And I go to turn the lamp on, but I can't find the little switch that actually turns the lamp on.
Yeah.
And this happens in hotel rooms, too, but you're looking at the base, then you get your hand up under the shade, and you're reaching around to try to find it in there, and you can't find it, and it's fucking infuriating because it's dark, and you can't even see it, and you can't find it.
And imagine how the lamp feels, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, getting handled like that.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, it's right here.
Sure.
It's right here.
Because it's always the case that actually if there's a knob up inside the shade, it's always on the other side, so you can't even get your wrist around to it. And then I get fucking annoyed.
Well,
like,
sometimes.
Turn this fucking light on.
And sometimes it's not even a switch or a knob. It's like one of those, I don't even know what you call those things. Like, it is a switch.
Right.
But it's not like a turny switch or a flicky switch. It's like a little, it's like a seesaw switch. I don't even
sure.
know what the hell you call them.
But then you search, and sometimes you never find a switch, and then you realize it's on the cord.
Yeah.
Or it's on the floor, like a foot thing.
To do it.
Yeah, like you realize it's on the cord, and you got to reach down the cord and do it.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it.
I hate that.
Where's the fucking light in this place?
I hate that too, Kev.
That's a little hate.
And then sometimes it's not even any of those things. It's like a slide in those nouveau hotels. It's like a sliding thing or something,
sure.
something that you don't even consider.
The
like
clapping,
you wave your hand in front of it.
You had to clap to turn it on.
Yeah, you know.
That's a whole other thing.
Anyway, in 0.4 miles, I'm getting off here. God damn it. okay, I got one. You know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate guys who get mad about farts.
Okay.
I hate that.
Okay.
I understand. You know, it's like, look, okay. I know this is immature sounding. I don't like to fart in front of a woman.
Sure. Okay.
Nor do I like to fart in front of a stranger.
Right.
But I hate, like, when you're, like, you know, in a group of guys or something. Maybe, like, you know, you obviously won't know these guys in particular, but maybe sometimes you do, or you think you do.
Yeah.
And you pop one out and smells, and it's like the guy has, like, an unnaturally angry reaction to it. They're like... Oh man, who did that?
Yeah,
and you're like, it's me.
Yeah,
and they're like, dude, you have got issues, man. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, come on, don't fart in here.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, it's like you're not a man.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like you're not a man, and you don't appreciate the fact that you fart too.
Yeah,
and but maybe that person doesn't fart.
Well, no, what it is that they don't believe, they think you're uncouth for doing it. And
right.
here's what I say to them: you know what? We just established right here. Is you don't like me and I don't like you. And guess what, motherfucker? I'm right and you're wrong.
And I'm not going to stop farting.
Never.
In just because of that.
In fart. In fact, here's another fart.
In
for
fart.
You.
Here's another fact.
Boop.
Right.
Smell that.
Sure.
Anyway, I apologize. Lady Chew Crew, here comes another
There's
armadillo.
There's another nice armadillo right there. Look at that guy.
I really apologize for that one, but it's just, I'm being honest, and it's just something I hate. I don't
sure.
mind if a girl gets mad about it.
I get that, like, if you're in mixed company, but if you're in a room of dudes. And you fart,
yeah.
The dude should just accept it.
If like you go like, oh hey, you know, you're like, my buddy, Schmaltzy's having some people over the Super Bowl party. There's gonna be a couple of his work buddies there. No big deal. We're gonna watch some football. Hey, awesome! And you go and you rip one. You know, the first one smells,
right.
and his work buddy's
right,
like,
right, like Schmaltzy's work buddy doesn't like it.
Oh come on, man! Are you serious? Open a window. That's not cool.
And you're like, whoa, whoa, are we not all men here? Yes. Are we not all watching a football game? Yes. Are we drinking beers? Yes. So what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, is that not a bowl of nacho chips over there, huh?
Farting is a part of the menu here, bro.
Those aren't wings there? Perhaps you didn't notice. there was appetizers, entrees, and dessert section said farts.
That's right.
On tap.
That's right. Let it rip, bro.
Anyway, let her rip.
Let it rip. You know what I've become less and less tolerant of and hate more as I've gotten older and older?
What, Kev?
Cold water.
Okay, you mean to drink?
No, not to drink. I like a cold to drink.
Okay.
But like, you know, like if the hot water's not working in the shower or like a pool or a lake.
Sure.
Like my kids are at that age where they'll just jump into whatever temperature water.
Yeah.
And then they get pissed off that I don't join them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't want to. Yeah. I just don't feel like it.
Yeah, jars.
I don't want to be cold.
Yeah.
In the water.
Sure.
Like I like it to be refreshing, but I don't want it to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I need to.
You don't. But I have, my pool, as you know, I don't have a heated pool.
Yeah.
We live in the valley. It's like, you know, in the summertime it's going to be 100-something degrees all
right.
Summer long. I've come to appreciate the cold pool as a remedy for that.
Right.
But I don't like it to be too cold.
That's but you can't cool. You can't lounge in that pool.
Oh, but you can. You can.
Well, yeah, if you want to be uncomfortable.
There's no, Kev. There's a
chattering spot. Teeth.
I don't mean freezing. I don't mean polar bear club cold. I don't like that at all.
Give me a temperature, which you know.
I'm going to say 70.
That's too cold. That's way too cold.
74, then.
That's too cold, too.
I don't know about that. I don't like it. In the summertime, it's super hot. Like, I actually want a freezing cold pool. Now.
You do.
I do.
I
now.
Don't.
I want to get in there and have it be fucking freezing.
I want the pool to be 80.
80,
that's what I want.
Hey, listen, I don't have a problem with an
80. That's what I want.
I don't even have a problem with an 84 or an 86 degree pool.
I don't
I
want
like
that.
Those pools.
I want an 80 pool.
I like an 80 pool too, but like, you know, I'll take a 74.
I won't. 72. I jumped in the other day, 74, and it was too cold.
Okay.
I had to get out.
Okay.
So you probably think I'm a pussy about the whole water thing.
I don't, because I understand where you're coming from.
It's not that I can't do it. It's just that I don't feel like it anymore.
No, it's jarring. Sometimes it's not pleasant. Sometimes you stand there by the side of the pool. You feel like a tool.
There was a time where I did it. But you know, now I'm just like, fuck it.
You know, and similar to like the guys who swing dance, I definitely always got irritated with the people that don't even test the water.
Right.
Because it's not going to change anything. They just walk up and dive right in.
Right.
And, you know, je ne sais quoi. Laissez-faire attitude, like what comes what may, you know, and that's
sure.
That's it. I'll tell you this, though. I feel like we even podcast about this subject. I think when there's a cold pool.
Yeah.
And that moment where you're like, I'm going for it, and you jump up in the air. I think there is no more freer feeling in life.
Yeah.
When you are in the air at that moment.
Uh-huh. And about to hit that cold
the
water.
The decision has been made. You're going to live with your decision.
Sure.
And you know it's going to be cold, but you're doing it, Kev.
Right. I just did that. I did it 2 weeks ago. I just did 2 weeks ago. It was hot. I was hot. I'm going in, no matter what. I don't care if it's 62 degrees. I'm in.
You're going in.
Boom.
Here we go. We're really in the heartland of America right now.
We are. We're off the highway. We're driving in the back. We're probably at the border of Oklahoma, right?
There's an arrest back there. Yeah, Casey's or General Store.
Arkansas-Oklahoma border.
Look at this place. We passed a gun shop. We're at the bargain barn we passed. We got dead armadillos everywhere. People
yeah.
walking on the side of the highway.
Tons of armadillos.
I wonder if we have a chew crewer in this area.
You think there is? Is there a chew crewer? You got to tweet to us. Is there a chew crewer in northwest Arkansas?
Are we in Arkansas? I thought we were in Missouri.
Well, we have to go to Missouri into Arkansas, then over to Oklahoma.
Okay. 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 Do you know what I hate, Kev?
Yeah.
I mean, I love the iTunes mixes that they send me every day.
Okay, yeah, you signed up for that?
The For You, yeah, I love it. You know, so you go, but like, I hate the fact that on every one of those mixes, there's like two, maybe three songs that are stupid. You know?
According to you.
Well, yeah, you're right, according to me, but it's like...
Stupid because they don't fit the mix? Or stupid because you just don't like them?
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, they'll be like, you know, metal... hair metal hits of the 80s.
Right.
And you're like, sweet. This is my sweet spot. I'm going to get some Poison.
Sure.
I'm going to get some Cinderella.
Some Def Leppard.
I'm going to get some Crew.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to get some Jovi. I'm going to get some of these things. I'll even, you know, sure. I'm going to get some Britney Fox.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Girl School.
Sure.
I'm going to get some, you know, I'm going to get a little, maybe a Slaughter, maybe a White Line.
Maybe a Warrant.
A Great White, a Warrant. Sure.
Right.
But then they slide in the ones that you haven't even heard of. They're okay. Like, you know, like, and remember The Devil's Rainbow by Black Halo. And you're like, I don't even know that song. And that's bullshit. Like, I knew all this music. Don't pop that in there.
Sure.
I'm an expert. You've tailored this for me, so don't think I don't know that iTunes. Don't
sure.
think I know.
But what if they're just trying to broaden your horizons a little bit? Maybe you're like, God, I don't remember that song at all, but it's a really good song. Boy, that kind of thing.
They are. And bless them for that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying stop.
You're saying
stop trying to improve
I appreciate
me.
It, but stop it.
That's not your
iTunes.
Job. Your job isn't to try to improve me. Your okay. job is to analyze what I'm listening to.
Right.
And then tell me what I like.
Right.
But don't try to tell me what I don't like.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
iTunes, you think you're so smart.
And they are.
Just fucking appreciate. Hear what I'm saying, iTunes. Hear what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay. I hate Flash plugin update alerts.
Join the fucking party.
You know what I mean?
Party.
Like, it seems like every fucking week, every time I click on a video, it's like you have to update your goddamn Flash plugin.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you don't, guess what? You can't watch your fantasy football.
Sure. Is it me? Is it my fault? Like, am I just not doing something right? Or does everyone get... Every time you click on the goddamn video, you have to update your Flash plugin.
This one falls into the you're getting old category, okay?
I don't think so. Why?
No, because...
Is people's computers work differently than mine?
No. But because the millennials, the younger generation,
yeah,
they grew up with that. And so that's just part of life. They know how to... They don't even sweat that. They see that, and they click it, and they do it, and it's over, and they're actually excited.
But no, I mean, why should you have to? I mean, why should any software or program... need to be updated that frequently? Just wait. Just like wait like 3 weeks, a month, like once a month maybe. Or maybe like every 6 months. Put them all together and then have me update it, right?
You know what the problem is that there are millennials who are like, you think internet trolls are dicks? There are millennials who are just harassing them over there at Microsoft and Apple.
Is that what it is?
Any glitch, they're like, God,
it's the consumer
it.
That's pushing that?
You haven't solved the problem with the thing.
I mean, it is infuriating. Like, how often do I have to do it? How often do I have to Flash plug it?
I don't know, Kev.
Update.
How often do you want to watch, you know?
I want to watch what I want to watch when I want to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy. Jeez. That's
like, what I want to do.
You're like Jack Nicholson and Hoffa.
And I don't have to download and
do
update every
do
single time
the
I watch
back.
Something.
I hear you, dog. Believe it, dog, you're preaching to the choir on that one.
These are the things we hate, and I hate that.
I hate that, too. I hate, you know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate that you have to do it. I hate that you have to hate, Kev.
Well, you, oh, okay, I see. That I, you hate the,
no, I'm saying,
you have to do the Flash plug-in thing, too, right?
I'm pretty sure I covered a similar topic in our first podcast, and you were with me on that one as well, which was just like all software updates, and not just software updates, but actual like gadget plug-in, literal plug-in things, like when the adapter doesn't fit anymore, and you're like, come
sure.
on, asshole.
Sure.
Like, you can take away, look, I don't mind it if you're going to render the software on my phone obsolete.
Right.
But at least, like, when I get the new phone, let me just keep charging it into my old computer. Like, you don't have to. Come on. Don't make me get a new computer to operate the new phone. That's just, it's mean. It's cruel and not cool. Like, I'm not made of money.
That might be an old guy thing, too, though. There might be a way around it.
I hate everything you hate, Kev. Okay. You know why? Because I fucking love you, man.
God.
Because
okay,
I love
good.
You.
That's a different, that is a different topic.
I love you,
that
so
is
I
a different
hate
topic.
What you hate.
Okay, okay.
As my brother-in-arms, my honorary brother.
Yeah.
The closest thing I can have to a brother without you actually being part of my phenomenal gene pool.
Okay.
I hate everything you hate.
Okay. Wow.
Do you ever wish you were Argentinian? Do you hate the fact that
no.
you're Irish and not Argentinian?
No, never.
You know what's sweet is that Chandra Sekhar and I have been in a sweet Argentina versus India war.
Right. You guys have been hitting each other with some kind of racial
but
attacks.
I crushed him yesterday.
You did?
Oh, I did. I did.
And it's not that Argentina and India have ever had any kind of rivalry in the world, or that they would for any reason.
They have no reason to hate each other.
What they do through Lemmy Chandra Sekhar.
Yeah. But I nailed him yesterday.
What did you do? How did you get him?
Well, because you remember, like, you know, we were having the conversation originally when, you know, Super Troopers was going over Khan to, you know, for the international stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, we were, you know, Chukru, we were, you go to the Khan Film Festival to see if you can pre-sell your movie to international territories. And in that way, what happens is they give you money. This is the way independent film works all the time. You pre-sell your movie to foreign territories. You get the money for those territories based on your package, what you're offering together, and use that money to shoot the movie.
Right.
So you're going over there looking for, you know, a few million dollars. Because ultimately when the movie is made and comes out, then those companies who pre-bought your movie are the ones who are going to get to show them in their country. And so we were having a conversation about, you know, if India was worth anything. And then, of course, Chandrasekhar attached to Argentina. And that's where it all started.
Right.
Chandrasekhar will tell you that I started it by talking. I guess I did start it.
By talking smack?
I give it to him. Now he's going to change his mind and say, like, you know what? I started it.
Can I just point out how beautiful this countryside is?
It really is beautiful.
Oh, we're in the
back. You know what? It's as beautiful as Argentina.
It is beautiful. We're in the southwest corner of Missouri right now. It's gorgeous. Okay, go.
And it's funny, too, because it's like, because I know Jay's listening now. I know Jay listens to this thing. And so these messages are designed for him. I wonder if his, hey, Jay, is your lower lip quivering already? Are you angry already? Are you listening to this? So the other day, you know, Rich said we had pre-sold all of South America.
Right.
And some parts of Europe too. And everything. And okay. I noticed India was not on there. And so,
sure.
You know, I did say, I said, I hear there's a bidding war for India. Who's going to be distributing? Is it 7-Eleven or Yellow Cab?
Oh, Jesus. That's racist.
It is racist. But yes. Listen, this is the whole point.
But you're just attacking him.
Friends.
Your friend.
Friends can do. You're going to take a left here.
Okay. You can hit up your friends.
Friends are allowed to do this,
right? Okay.
To each other. This is not racism. Clearly, I do not see color. I truly don't.
Right. You just see Chandrasekhar.
I see Chandrasekhar. I see a friend. We're going after each other, and you do that through,
as you should,
through stereotyping.
That's
your,
love.
The heritage, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
He does it to you. You do it to him.
He does it to me, and he came back. Now here's. I'm going to tell him what his response should have been. He came back with. I think Soder came in with something like. He said, "I'm full in on this." He said, "I'm full in on this India-Argentina rivalry that's budding here."
But you guys talked about cricket. I saw a cricket comment. I saw.
Well, because then Soder, I think, said, "Like, what are you guys good at? You know, or like, do you guys ever go head to head anything?" And I said, "Not really. You know, Argentinians are good at soccer, polo, and basketball." And then Jay wrote back, "Midget basketball," which I assume now was an attack on my height.
Right. That's a short joke. That's not an Argentina joke.
Yeah. So that was you know, a little off point.
Okay.
Which was why I didn't respond to it. In kind. I felt that was off target.
Right.
Why did we get on this?
I don't know. Oh. Was there something you hate in there?
No, we're talking about how we love each other as
Okay. And then therefore you can make fun of each other and each other's races is what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, I know what it was because I asked you if you're mad, if you hate the fact that you're not Argentinian.
No, I do not hate that fact. I do not hate that fact.
It's like in The Untouchables.
Yeah.
When Sean Connery and Kevin Costner were finding Andy Garcia.
Right.
And Sean Connery's like, no, what was your name before you changed it, you guinea? and Andy Garcia eventually puts the gun up under Sean Connery's throat, and he's like, it's better than you, you stinking Irish pig.
Right.
And Sean Connery's like, oh, I like him. Oh, I like him. It's that kind of thing.
Okay.
In that case, I'm Garcia and you're Sean Connery.
Sure, sure. I get that.
You win, because, you know, Connery's cooler than... Oh, Garcia's pretty funny.
But Connery's not...
He's Scottish.
Yeah, he's
I'm
really
just saying,
Irish.
In that movie, he plays Irish.
Sure.
Whatevs, bro.
Look at this,
look
buddy.
At this.
Look at this horse farm area. This
beautiful.
Is beautiful.
I'll tell you what
the
I don't hate.
The Chew crew could see it.
I'll tell you what I don't hate is beauty.
No, I don't hate beauty either.
Now, careful, Kev, because right now I'm about to seduce you, okay?
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
That's the step one to falling into bed with Steve Lemons.
Here we are in southern Missouri. You're going to seduce me?
I'll tell you what. You know what?
Let me tell you something, my friend.
I can't decide which is more beautiful, the countryside or your face. Yeah, see that? Chew crew, you know what's happening right now? I can't even tell you.
All right, I think you're up.
You know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate the fact that I've been trying to look up Joplin, Missouri to find out what it's known for.
Right.
And I cannot connect to anything with my cell phone.
Oh, no cell phone.
And that is something that I hate being in pockets of this country now where you can't get cell phone reception. And yet, as I say it, I'm like, you know what I hate?
Yeah.
I hate myself for saying that.
It's true.
Because this... is maybe an untouched area of purity. It's
yeah.
so beautiful. And you know what? They're like, we don't need
it's
your
so
cell
nice.
Phones here.
Yeah.
This is the way life
take
is
your cell phone and shove it up your ass. You
exactly.
don't need it.
Yeah. Grind it up and use it for fertilizer.
But it's amazing, though, like 10 years ago, we didn't even give a shit about that. I have no cell phone reception.
Yeah.
Didn't even give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't have cell phone reception.
No.
Maybe 15 years ago.
No, but we
right?
lived free. We lived free with it before we had cell phones.
Sure.
Walked around. If you were unavailable, you were unavailable. Oh, you know what? He's not in the office yet. Sorry. Can't get a hold of him.
Right.
I don't know where he is. I'm sorry. I can't get a hold. He's probably on the subway. I don't know where he is.
But on the flip side, though, we would not be on this road, this beautiful back road, if it wasn't for your cell phone.
Because
we would be on some major highway. because that's what you'd be following, some map.
Sure.
As opposed to your phone. So thank you, your phone.
Okay, so you know what? It's one hand washes the other. There's another dead animal.
What is it? What kind of animal is that?
That one looked more to me like a possum. No. Look at that beautiful countryside. Chukru, I'm going to describe it to you. Green everywhere. There are cows and horses grazing and ponds and trees. Not trees jammed together, but trees that are, you know, 40 or 50 feet apart. As far as the eye can see. Mm. The sky is blue. And there were wispy white clouds dancing.
All right, you know what else I hate?
Yeah.
I'll give you my last. This is my last hate.
Okay.
And there's a lot of prefaces to this, but I hate waking up early in the morning. And part of the reason is it's not because I'm lazy and I like to sleep in, because it's just that basically I'm a night person, so I stay up late every night working. And then, like, there are those days we have to get up at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I'm going to vomit.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I feel nauseous. And even though I should eat, I can't eat because it's too fucking early.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to amend you. Do you mind if I amend your statement?
Yeah.
Really, what you do is you hate waking up early when you haven't had enough sleep. Because I actually love waking up early if I'm not tired. I love waking up at 5 in the morning if I had a good night's sleep.
No.
Because it's a beautiful... holy shit. There is a vulture... A live vulture standing in the middle of the highway about to eat a carcass, and there it goes.
Oh, look at that. There it goes.
Holy shit.
That's like a hawk or something.
That was a hawk.
It was going to eat an
armadillo. Oh, my God. That was
armadillo.
A big hawk.
That was gigantic.
I love
Jesus.
That.
Wow.
I love...
No, I even when I have enough sleep, I don't like waking up.
So you just don't like the
morning? Before the sun comes up.
Don't you like hearing the birds chirp?
No.
And the tranquility? The serenity of that?
I feel like the most serenity and most tranquility to me is at 2 a.m. Like, I'll walk outside my house... It's fucking quiet. Everything's quiet. The world is quiet.
It is.
I like that better than the 5 or 6 a.m. tranquility. I like the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning tranquility.
The dawn is just beginning
to
wake up.
Nope.
The birds are stretching their wings.
I'm not going to give it to you.
What? Look at this cow. This cow's...
These cows are coming through the fence, man.
This cow's got something going here. That's a mad cow right there. That cow's got mad cow disease.
Those
little baby
cows.
You know what a baby cow is called? A calf. Yeah. You know that?
I do know that. And I hate getting cramps in them. But let me tell you this. If I lived on...
No, drop the mic. Drop the mic.
I know. I should throw that down, right?
Yeah.
If I lived out here...
Yeah.
I would have to get up every day to milk the cows at 5 a.m. and I fucking hate it. I would hate it.
Well, that's a different situation.
But if I could milk the cows at 3 a.m., I'd love it.
But do you remember those, like, when we went to college at Colgate? Sometimes we'd drive out and be at some of those farmer bars.
Yeah.
Because they had that one, the Sportsman's Lodge, which was right on the lake, which was awesome.
Yep.
And you'd go in there... At like, you know, noon or 2 o'clock for some day drinking.
Yeah.
And the place would be loaded with farmers.
Because they're done. Their day's done.
Well, they'd clear out at like 4 p.m. And what you realize is that 4 p.m. is actually like 4 a.m.
Right.
For us.
Right.
And like they're hammered at 4 p.m. They're going home to go to bed.
Right.
So they can wake
right.
up,
so they can
like
wake up.
At midnight.
It's the same. Like when you meet these, we do all these radio shows, you know, you meet these morning DJs. They have to be in, you know, their show starts at 6, right? So they wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. To prep and then go into their show. But I just want to stress again. It's not that I have a problem, you know, I want to stay in my bed. It's just that I prefer to be awake until 3 a.m., 2 a.m., and then wake up at like 9 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so truly what it is, you just hate to sleep.
I like sleeping. I sleep like 5 to 6 a night. What do you do?
I sleep 6 a night, and I hate the fact that I don't sleep 8. That's
okay.
Something I hate.
Okay.
Turn right here.
Okay.
Not to be totally hateful, I do love a lot of things, and I love the Chukru.
Sure.
And I love...
I don't hate the Chukru.
No, I love the Chukru.
Fun. We saw some more Chukru this weekend. In Kansas City, we saw some Chukru.
I think it's one of my favorite things about doing the podcast, and also, you know, the touring that we've done is the marriage of the two. And like...
Yeah.
Because people who come to the shows who are like, hey, I'm Chukru, you're like, hey, Chukru! Like, you give them a little something extra.
Yeah.
You know, you give him a hug. We'll always be like, hey, Heffernan, Chukru.
It's great to run into the Chukru.
Yeah.
Always love to run into the Chukru.
All right, Chukru.
Having a good time?
Let's sign off. I'm going to eat some of that sweet honey barbecue beef jerky.
I'm going to go the prime rib jerky, which I'm very excited for.
Nice, okay.
I'm going to eat the jerk out of it.
Do it. All right, everybody. We'll see you soon.
All right, Chukru.
Come
good
visit us.
Car cast.
Come visit us on our tour.
Yeah, go to heffernanlemmy.com. I'm not sure when this one will go up, but go to heffernanlemmy.com, and you'll see where we are. We got a lot of good shit coming up. I know this will be up before we are in Boston and in Connecticut. Okay. September 9th and 10th, we're at Foxwoods. And on the 10th, it was a Saturday night, we're in the Wilbur Theater in Boston. Those tickets are available. So go go to the site, heffernandlemmy.com. Get some stuff. All right. Should we dive into that beef jerky?
Doing it. Mm-hmm. Look, they're the cows that...
That the beef jerky comes from?
Mm-hmm. Motorcycles, Kev.
All right. Thanks, you crew. We'll talk to you next week.
Ride or die.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.